Wisconsin's rural students are more likely to take advanced placement exams and enroll in early college programs than their peers around the country. But the study by the Rural School and Community Trust shows that Wisconsin is also one of just 12 states where rural districts get less state funding per student than urban and suburban districts. Alan Richard is a board member for the nonprofit. He says rural school systems have a hard time raising money to supplement state funds.
If a rural community just has fewer businesses and homes and doesn't really have much of a local tax base, it creates a lot of inequities that the state is responsible for stepping in and helping make up.
This week, voters in the Palmyra Eagle School District passed a referendum in support of dissolving the district after years of financial struggles. Alana Watson, Wisconsin Public Radio.